Victoria's own Breakfast Club.
It is nice. And the perception has changed that, you know, Ninthmen or whatever they used to call us. But now we're going in and we're at least an even shot to win the game. And I guess that's what you always want to see when you're supporting a team, is that you're going to be at least a shot to win.
At least a shot to win. And bloody dominating Richmond. That's Alex Rance yesterday talking about his Tigers 24-8 on the Breakfast Club Friday footy preview with Brent Harvey in the studio. And on the line, one of Alex's teammates who we love here on the Breakfast Club. We don't see anywhere near enough of him these days. He's too big for us. Jack Riewoldt's back. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, gentlemen. Where's the welcome back Cotter music?
You got to be in studio for that, Jack.
That's good. Good producing. That should have happened.
Well, that's a little bit of a setback for our man at the back, who's a bit
Make
flat.
It happen, matey. Come on.
Well, I've got the chair all nice and warm for you. It's ready to go, mate. What are you doing?
Well, I heard there wasn't enough chairs in there, so if I was coming in, I'd have to sit on Boomer's lap. So.
I think I'd be sitting on your lap, Jack.
There's a lot of love in the room. Hey, Jack, things are going okay. Not as perhaps swimmingly as perhaps forecast by many pundits. You're just not quite at the top of your game yet, the Tigers. Is that about right?
No, we're not at three half, so things aren't going too
bad. No, a long way from being bad. Don't get me wrong.
We didn't play very well last week, which was really disappointing. We sort of set ourselves to play well over there at Port Adelaide, and the Adelaide Oval's hasn't been very kind to us this year, especially in contested possession, which is something that we really pride ourselves on. So, look, a couple of lessons for us, and against some really good sides. You've only got to see what Port Adelaide did last night against the Bulldogs at the Adelaide Oval, and we copped Adelaide sort of round two when. They had most of their squad in there playing too. So, look, we're playing okay. We'd love to play better, but we're looking forward to getting some of our premiership players from last year back this weekend.
So just let me take you back to what Alex was saying in that grab and the play on about being able to expect to be pretty competitive each week. One of the hallmarks of the dominant teams of the last 20 or 30 years is they get to a game and they'd know they can win. Are you in that phase with your team? Because you have been one of the dominant teams, clearly, in the last 18 months or so. Are you at that phase where you get to a game and just you know you can win?
Oh, look, I think we go into every game thinking that we can win. Focusing on the outcome and the actual result of winning is a trap that I reckon some sides can fall into. For us, it's really focusing about the process and bringing what we can bring. Like, where there is certainly an air of confidence that if we feel like we can bring our best football, which obviously is that contested possession, high pressure style of game, if we can bring that and bring that to a level that we think is the level that we can put out, then we feel like we can win, well, all weeks. Look, it's hard to play at your best all year, and I don't think a side, well, not in my memory, a side's gone through the season undefeated. So you have little blips in the radar, and you learn little lessons over the year. And I said this last year, at this time of the season, where we sort of went through that phase where we lost four games in a row by under a goal, that we'd rather be learning the lessons now in this part of the season than at the pointy end when you can't come back the next week after you have a loss. Mm.
Jack, what's the intel saying about Geelong? The stats say their defence changed dramatically since about round three and they're one of the best in the comps.
Well, Scotty, sorry, mate. I'm actually sitting in the car park at the moment about to go into the Oppo analysis meeting, so I'll be blind guessing if I gave you an answer. But, look, they're a great side. They've obviously added to their midfield depth with Gary Ablett returning home. I reckon they've got some really sort of guys that aren't those first names that you think of when you think of the Geelong Football Club that really add stuff to them and add some real depth. Tom Stewart's a guy that's been hailed as a possible halfback flanker All Australian this year. They've actually got a pretty young defence, but what they've done is they've gelled really well together, and they play well behind the ball. So. But we're under no illusions that this week's going to be a really important game for our football club, as it is for their football club as well. And we'll be needing to play right up near our best to come away with the result.
Jack, tell us a little bit about Rioli's return. You guys must be very excited. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about your small forwards and the pressure they put on. Rioli was probably that first player, the first small to be entrenched in that team, and you guys must be rapt to have him back.
Yeah, look, Boomer, I think we sort of nearly even built our game style around Daniel Rioli, which is a 20-year-old kid, I think he was a 19-year-old kid at the time, was credit to him and just the way he plays the game. Look, he's an integral part of our side, and we certainly have been missing him. And we've got those sort of those three amigos down there together, Castagna, Butler and Rioli, for the first time this year, hopefully. I know Daniel's on the extended bench, but I expect he'd be... He'd be right up there on the weekend to play. So looking forward to getting them back. And the thing with Daniel is he's got electrifying pace, but what he's also got is an amazing ability to continually cover the ground. He's one of our best long-distance runners, and it's a weapon that we haven't had for that first half of the season that we're really excited to get back into the side this Sunday.
And another one that reminds me a little bit of him is Edwards. His game last week, just the little things that he does, the little toe poke that we've seen, the little tap-ons that he does, the handballs over the shoulder. He brings the other forwards or the other players into the game. Very similar to Rioli. Tell us a little bit about him and the way he goes about his football.
Yeah, well, Shedder's... Well, same draft as me, so 2000 and end of 2006. Phenomenally underrated player outside of our football club, but I spoke on AFL 360 this week about Sean Burgoyne playing his 350th game, and Shane Edwards in the Indigenous community is starting to have the same sort of impact that Sean Burgoyne does, and they're actually pretty similar players as well. Geordie Lewis spoke about the fact that when Hawthorn were up and going and they in their sort of premiership years, if they were struggling in the middle, Burgoyne would come to half back and go in the middle of the ground. And it's a bit similar for us. If we're struggling in the middle, Shane Edwards will come from half forward where he starts a lot of the games. He will come into the middle and have that impact for us. And it's the little things that I reckon that people with a real good football brain and real good football now see. That puts Shane Edwards apart from other players. He does those little things. He's an amazing handball. You've only got to go back to the grand final last year and have a look at the exits from stoppage, and you sort of see the great play outside of the stoppage, and you forget to think, how did that ball get to there? And Shane Edwards is, most of the time, he's the bloke that's giving those little dinky handballs out, or he's getting his hands out and flipping one over the top, and he's a very, very smart player.
Jack, you're talking about going into your opposition meeting this morning. Just for the listeners out there, when you go in there, how long does it go? Does everyone, are they in there together, or do you sort of break off into forwards, backs, midfields for some of the meeting? How does it take place?
Also, we sort of have a big meeting. It's important that we don't just have the guys that are going to play on the weekend in the meeting as well. So football clubs, we need to be a teaching environment for younger kids. So there's obviously the aspect of we want to prepare ourselves the best way we can for Geelong on the weekend. But we also want to get our younger players and players that are development players into the actual process of how they get ready for an opposition side. So there's an element of that. And we'll obviously look at their defence, their offence, and their contest stuff, which is around the ball. But I would assume most clubs are pretty similar with the way they look. They look at how sides score, and then they look at how sides defend. So the line stuff will probably come a little bit more tomorrow. Whitey, we'll obviously sit down with our line coaches and nut out what their defenders do, probably a little bit more of an individual base. But, I would say it's pretty similar at most clubs. You look at the strengths and the weaknesses, and then you try and work around those.
And your own form, one thing that I've noticed a lot with you over the last 5 or 6 weeks is how well you're kicking at goal. You really seem to be kicking the ball beautifully. But just your overall thoughts on your overall game?
You've had a pretty consistent year, Whitey. I think, I reckon it's probably been a real strength of mine over the last sort of 3 to 4 years. The fact that, like, I feel like I can bring the same sort of 15 touches, like 12 to 15, 16, 17 touches a week and 2-3 goals. I haven't really had any real big games. I kicked a few goals against West Coast this year, but there hasn't been too many of those games where I've had real lows or real highs, bar sort of getting knocked out in the first 5 minutes against the Saints where I didn't touch the ball. But I reckon just that consistency of performance is something that I really pride myself on. The coach knows and the guys know what they're going to get out of me week in, week out, which I think for most of our guys has become the norm. And the thing that they're really focused on is bringing their best performance, or what they see is their consistently best performance week in, week out. We're not seeing too many drops from guys. And you know, it happens with younger players. They have great games and they have poor games where they sort of come in and out of the game as well. But for us, I think that maturity is guys playing at a consistent level. So hopefully we can continue to see that through the back end of the season, and possibly that sort of median level start to rise a little bit for some of those younger guys and less experienced guys.
So you look at it straight away and you say you've kicked 28 goals, 13 for the year. That's what most people go to with you because of your goals and that sort of thing. But for you, when you get off the ground or when you analyse your game, is there a particular stat that you sort of chart as the one that determines whether you've had a good game or not, or whether you feel you've contributed or not?
The only stat I'll probably do is gut feel, really, to be perfectly honest. After playing sort of 230, 40 games, you know when you've played well and you know when you've played poorly. I think for mine, it's more about how many contests I can attend, really.
Yep.
So from being a marking player, it's aerial contest. Now, it's not exactly aerial wins, because a lot of sides these days are throwing numbers behind the ball to stop scoring and to set up defence. So for me, it's just competing. And I have a pretty good gut feel and of whether I've played to the standard I think I can, and whether I've stood up to what I think is the standard of performance that I can bring week in, week out. And I suppose it's just really comes down to that. So the stats will be the stats, and sometimes you can get lucky and you can, at the end of games, you can possibly boost up your stats and whatnot. But when the crux of it is at the start of the game and when the game's up and through running, if you're performing, if I'm performing, I know where I've done that sort of within myself.
How's Dusty Jack after his 3-day bender in New Zealand? Bouncing around?
That's disrespectful.
You've got to go international now to let your hair down.
I've just seen him walk past the car in the rear vision mirror.
Put him on.
He's not limping, but there's a bonus. But he'll train away from. He'll train today with the club. He trained away last week. Obviously went to New Zealand, which I think a really important one for players, and that mental aspect of the game. And Duff was pretty keen to hang around and might possibly even come to Adelaide and travel with the side just to be there as a senior player. But for us, we sort of said to him, look, mate, get away, go home and see your dad, get yourself mentally right as well as physically right, because he's doing everything right off the field at the moment to really prepare himself for that big back end of the season. So that mental aspect, any chance we get for our guys to go away from the football club, mentally prepare themselves or mentally relax, really, and get out of the cut and thrust of the AFL season is a really important time for us. So he had a few sort of R&R days last week, but certainly setting himself up for a big one Sunday.
What can you tell us about Ryan Garthwaite, who's a possible in?
Yes, young Sherbet.
Why Sherbet?
Well, I think Daryl Braithwaite someone Garth were in a band called Sherbet.
Sure, they were, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's why he's...
that's a stretch.
our MMA tackling coach gave him that nickname, so he's a bit older than
some of
the crew here. But he's a great young kid. And for those sort of clubman awards, for a guy that's never played a game for the football club, he rates very highly in that. And I don't think you can speak more highly of a person when your peers vote for you in whatever the club awards they have at other clubs, and we have at our club. They vote for you very highly in that, and that just shows the type of person he is. He's very professional, obviously a young key back, but does everything right. And hopefully... I don't know, but he might get his chance this Sunday. He's been an emergency for a few times this year, so when his chance does come, I certainly know that he will grasp it with two hands. And learning from three really important key backs in terms of Alex Rance, Dave Asprey, and Dylan Grimes, which are the guys that are probably keeping him out of the side, but they're the guys that are teaching him the trade as well.
Pretty handy guys to have teaching you the craft, I reckon. Those guys doing a hell of a job. It's going to be a great game Sunday at the MCG, Jack. Geelong and Richmond, we are very much looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds. Good luck to you and your boys. Nice to chat as well.
Yeah, great up and down yesterday, two half. That was some pretty good golf there, I reckon. Yeah. I saw off the cart path, mate. Not Graham McDowell style, where you chip it into the pin and it rolls back
I saw that this morning. That was amazing. Hit the pin and went back into the bunker.
Now, it was very pretty impressive stuff, Jack.
Are we ready for him?
Who?
For Jack.
No, we're not ready for Jack. I'm not. I'm not good enough to be competing with Jack at the moment. You might be. But we'll get him out on course soon after he's got his business done with the Richmond Football Club this weekend. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat.
Thanks, guys.
Jack Rewalt, the Tigers champ, premiership champ, with us on the Friday Footy Preview.
It is amazing when you look at his stats. He talks about wanting to be consistent. It's a goal average thing. 2015, 2.3 goals a game. 2016, 2.2 goals a game. 2017, 2.3 goals a game. This season, 2.3 goals a game.
Something about goals.
Well, it's funny.
Isn't that what Damien Hardwick's always said?
Well, he, yeah.